It's cue for a three. Yeah!
Shoots it at the horn. No good. The Grizzlies win it. 116 to 150.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
And welcome to the West Plains Civic Center Grizzly Basketball on a Saturday. And Dylan, we catch you with a quick break before we get started. We're back with the starters in a moment on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
We come back to the West Plains Civic Center. Let's give this another go. Welcome to the Civic Center for Saturday afternoon basketball on KDY as the MSU West Plains Grizzlies take on the Pioneers from Harrison, Arkansas and North Arkansas College. To my immediate right, Curtis Ballou. To the far right over there, we've got Drew Joyce wandering. He'll be taking care of the live stream and Dylan Rose in the studio, and he'll engineer the broadcast. Both teams are going to be battling key injuries today. The Grizzlies will be without Alonzo Easterling. He tweaked the knee last night, and Jackson Berry, who is an outstanding player for the Pioneers, he's averaging 18 points a ball game. He is out. He tweaked an ankle last night, so he won't be playing. But it's not about who you don't have, it's about who you do have, and the Grizzlies are 0-4 so far this year in back-to-back games on the second day of these back-to-backs. So we'll see if we can turn that trend around today. Curtis Ballou's been to Van Buren already. He's back here for basketball today. A good start is what we got off to last night. That really helped a lot, and I thought kind of helped build to a big halftime lead. So a good start would be a big help today, Curtis.
Yeah, you know, getting off to a good start playing the defense that we did, it'll help to, you know, play against a pretty good North Ark team. They're 8-2 on the year, so getting off to a good start will, you know, kind of hopefully set the tone for the rest of the game.
We'll have a change in the lineup, of course, with Alonzo Easterling out. The Grizzlies will substitute into the starting five Javon Barbie. Javon Barbie will, in fact, he'll jump center to start the ball game at 6'5". He had a terrific game last night. Our Don's Auto Service co-player of the game is 17 points. He can really get off the floor, and he'll jump center against Nicholas Huff at 6'7", and the Grizzlies get it. Down the floor we go, and a ball off the rim, tipped up, no good, controlled by the Pioneers. They score a lot of points, and as Coach Bay said last night, this will be a fast-paced game. At the right point, a wide open three is in and out. Rebound long to the far corner. Josiah Green from Parkview in Springfield has it. Feeds it behind, now at the point. Ace Evans, he can make that shot if they'll let him stand there long enough. Now he'll back it up. They'll move it to the left wing. Kyrell Smith. Sean Glass with it. Man-to-man being played by the Pioneers. Ace Evans, screen right. Goes left, stepped through, got tripped, lost the ball on the floor, saved it back, picked up by the Pioneers on the turnover. They come back, they don't have numbers, they'll slow things up. Left baseline, wide open. 15-footer is good. That's the first bucket of the ball game, knocked in by Mason Simpson for the Pioneers, and we'll pick them up as we go. As mentioned, Sean Glass out front with the basketball from West Monroe, Louisiana, the sophomore. Josiah Green, 17-footer by the freshman, is no good. Rebound, Javon Barbie, now to the right corner. A7, three ball is launched. That's off the side iron, no good. And pulled away, and back they come the other way with the Pioneers in the red with the black numbers. Bounce pass underneath, good feet, two-handed dunk, 4-0, Pioneers. Mason Simpson. No, that was Huff. Nicholas Huff, who, for the available players, is their leading scorer with 14 points a game. He gets his first basket, 4-0.
He's got his wrist bandaged as well, so maybe they'll have a small injury there.
Josiah Green, out front. A7, boy, they're on him tight. Sean Glass out front. Pulls it back. We're just standing around the arc. Pull up, shoot a three ball. Hope it goes in. No good. Rebound tip long. Out of bounds. That'll be Pioneer basketball. 17:58 to go in the first half.
Already a big difference between how we started last night and how we started today. Offense not in a good rhythm so far.
Instead of five out, I'm going to start calling that our around the world format. We just stand around the arc.
It's just as accurate.
To the left baseline. Ball nearly fumbled out of bounds. Simpson hooks. That's an offensive foul, but Kelly Hunt saw it differently.
Yep.
Holding foul called on the Grizzlies. Let's see if it's Josiah Green. We got to get some help downstairs, and we're not going to get it.
I think it's on Smith. I saw one. So that's who I gave it to.
Inbound on the back door. Putting it up off the glass. No good. Slapped off the board. Picked up by Tyrell Smith. Grizzlies come back. Left to right. Down by four. Josiah spins to the middle. Goes up. Left-hand shot. Got blocked partially. Loose basketball. And the Pioneers have it. Jared Fay wanted a foul over there on the sideline. Out on the left side. Simpson looks inside. Down at the left point. Lob it over the top. And there's the mismatch. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Great play by A7 helping out to knock that ball away and out of bounds. Or that would have been 2 points.
Yeah, they had Huff and Glass, so that's a big advantage for them. 6-7 against about 6-2, maybe?
Maybe. Here's the inbound from underneath. Lob, there it is again in the paint. Catch, shoot, no good. Rebound to Tyrell Schmidt. Grizzlies back right to left in the white. Tyrell. Takes it on the floor. Wrap around. Far corner. Barbie's got a three, and it's no good. Rebound long. Oh, that was touched, wasn't it, by the Pioneers? Yep. And it'll go back to the Grizzlies with 16:52 to go in the first half. Malachi Lindsay will come in. He is really good getting the ball to the bucket, so let's see if Malachi can get something going at the offensive end. Grizzlies have played 3 minutes and no points so far. On the inbound play, left sideline, Tyrell out to the point to Malachi. Malachi over to Sean Glass. Crossover, pull up, 17-foot. Jump shot is good. Sean Glass breaks the ice.
In range, it's his game.
Folks used to stand up till we scored. Not many were into that today. Left point, here's Simpson with a three, and it rattles in and out. Tough break. And the ball pulled down by Barbie. Back come the Grizzlies with Lindsay to Javon, right point. He'll shoot another three. Good. Grizzlies on top by 4. Pioneers on offense with Mason Simpson down the left corner. Lob pass and bad pass knocked away. Stolen. Grizzlies with it. And now Malachi. He'll hold it up a little bit. Take it all the way to the hole. Wrap around. Spin shot. No good. Ball is flopped 4 and finally controlled by the Pioneers, and they come back. Donovan Villarreal, he is averaging 8 a ball game. Over on the left side now to the point. Simpson with it. Back over on the left side. They look to get inside, shoot a long 3 instead. No good. Rebound pull down by Josiah Green. Grizzlies up 5-4. Pioneers had the first 4. Grizzlies scored the next 5. Tyrell Smith at the point. Simpson on him. Takes him to the hole. Left-hand layup. No good, but a foul on the play. And Smith being smaller of the two. Simpson at 6'6". Tyrell 6'3". got to the rim, and a timeout on the floor with 15:22 to go in the first half. And the score of the Grizzlies, 5, and the Pioneers, 4. We're back in a minute on KDY.
Save big now through December 31st. Hi, this is Les Becker. Get $3,000 cash discount on all in-stock 2025 model Mahindra Roxors or $4,000 cash discount on in-stock 2024 model Mahindra Roxors. Plus, check out year-end deals on all in-stock Mahindra, LS, Bad Boy, and Massey tractors. Stop in and meet the Hirschfeed and Farm Supply tractor team in West Plains.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
.22 to go in the first half from the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center. We're in Section 208 enjoying a Saturday afternoon matinee basketball contest between the Grizzlies and the Pioneers from North Arkansas College in Harrison, Arkansas. They've got a beautiful campus there in Harrison. And the Pioneers have got the better of us in recent years, for the most part. They won here last season in convincing style. And we'll see what happens here today. The Grizzlies with a 5-4 lead. Tyrell Smith will be at the line for the Grizzlies. Tyrell from Tampa, Florida, 6'3", redshirt sophomore, who transferred to West Plains from Coffeyville, Kansas. His first attempt here is good. He is you're very lucky if you, with these transfers, get a really skilled offensive player, and he is one of those. Next try, good. Tyrell makes two, and now ball lost in the backcourt, fumbled out of bounds by the Pioneers. Turnover on them as McKylan Starks couldn't handle the inbound pass, and they turn it over. Desiah Green will throw the ball in. Tyrell on the right wing. Simpson on him. That's a point. Javon Barbie, long three is no good. Out of bounds. It's going to be off the Grizzlies and back to the Pioneers in the red. So far, the first 5 minutes of the game, I think we look pretty good in relation to the way you want to come out on the day after playing the game. If you're playing an afternoon game after a night game, that can be kind of hard. Starts in the backcourt. He's held up, lobs it up the floor, and they break the 10 count. Baseline, and there'll be a foul on Harris. Blaine Harris with a blocking foul for the Grizzlies. We're not totally in the dark here. The scoreboard, the big board at midcourt, is still not functioning. But Curtis over here has got a computer program. Here's a shot inside. No good. Ball tipped long. Picked up Grizzlies with the ball in the hands of Tyrell. Tyrell curls over the top. He got tripped. That'll be a foul on the Pioneers. 14:47 to go in the first half. 7-4. Grizzlies with the lead. Standing on the sideline over there, Jordan Hunter. Jordan Hunter is one of the best, especially, say, younger generation of coaches in the Midwest. He is excellent, and he has done a great job at Harrison. On the baseline, Malachi Lindsey. At the right point, of course, his dad coached high school here in West Plains. Here's a three in the corner, but Tyrell won't go. Rebound pulled off the rim by Nicholas Hupp at 6'7" from Oglethorpe, Georgia. In the right corner, Stark skip pass to the point, and here's his three, and it's good. The big guy, that's Nicholas Huff, with the three. He has 5 of their 7. Tyrell dribbles to the left, now steps back, shoots a three, no good. Slapped over, and an over-the-back foul on Blaine Harris. And that'll be 2 on him very quickly. And now, Goose Blobenfelt will come in for the Grizzlies. Gustav and Damani Barley comes in as well. Now let's see what happens. In the front court, in the middle, a push off, lean in, ball lost, stolen. Turnover. Grizzlies come back with Desiah Green up the right sideline. A7's hat. Nope, faked it all the way to the hole. Goes up and a block and a foul. We go to the free throw line at 13:48 with the game tied 7 apiece. I'm telling you, there are just certain players that when they get in the game, things start to happen, and a lot of the time happen on the positive side. Free throw good by Desiah Green.
I'd say Damani is one of those players.
Damani's one. Javon is one. Here's the next try. Good. D. Green, 2 for 2, 4 for 4 for the team. 9-7 Grizzlies. Full court pressure starts up the left sideline. They cross court to the right corner. Drive in on the baseline. A hanging drive is laid up and in. And that was nicely done by
Nichols. K.J. Nichols out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Down the key, inside out to the corner. Gugits with an open three. It's in and out. And the ball pulled down, and back come the Pioneers with it. In the front court, on the left side, starts. 9-9. Shot at the right point for three. That's no good. Rebounded by Desiah Green. Hesitates, drives all the way in, goes up and around and good. And probably should have got a foul call, too. Pressure in the backcourt up the right sideline. Here's the Kylan starts. Free throw line. Open jumper. 17-footer straight on. No good. Rebound long. Got his own. Now kicks it far left side. Open shot for a three is good.
That's Nichols again. He's got 7.
A7. He'll take it to the hole. And he'll be fouled as he drove on from the left wing. And he'll get to the free throw line and he'll shoot two. Anytime I see us play like we did against Butler in the first half, and that's kind of the way we've played so far in this half, that's a good thing because we play very well that way. Ace Evans, free throw is good. And he is on the board for the first time today. I didn't look at the number today, but Ace averaging around 14 a ball game. A redshirt freshman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Free throw number 2 is no good. Rebound comes down to Northark. They control with Marquise Burse. Down the front court to the baseline. Wraparound pass stolen away by the Grizzlies. Great play by Malachi Lindsey. Up the right side. Ace spins to the middle, slapped away and stolen right back. And now we'll get a travel call, double dribble call against the Pioneers. Drew Akins, who is a sophomore from Springfield. In fact, he played high school basketball with the Grizzlies' Jake Sage. They had some very good teams at Springfield Kickapoo. 12 all. Now Malachi beats his man to the left elbow. Pulls up. Shoots the jump shot. Back iron won't fall. Taken down on the weak side by Huff. Now at the right side. To the right elbow. Back to the point. Huff will shoot another three, and that's no good. And a foul over the back inside on Malachi Lindsey on the over-the-back rebound attempt. And Malachi gets called for his first foul of the ball game. Timeout on the floor with 11:56 to go in the first half. This game is dead even at 12-12. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
You guys have had some last four games, so I think you've been over 100. It's quiet. Let's start talking. 11:56 to go in the first half. Tie game at 12, and it's played on the inbound underneath by North Ark. They'll move it to the right point, looking for the lead. They post up inside. He's been in the lane all day. To the baseline, Akins. Back to the right point. They'll swing it to the left. Bump back, follow away, jump shot is no good. Rebound, Ace Evans. Grizzlies back right to left. Ace dribbles to the right corner, Barbie. Wrap around, far side, good ball movement. And here's a three, good by Damani Barley. Damani doesn't shoot it very often, but he shoots it pretty well. High screen for Akins, wrap around pass, now to the low block, right hand shot off the green, no good, off the rim, no good, rebound to Barbie for the Grizzlies. Here's Lindsey, spins to the basket, scoop shot up and good as he spun back to his left.
His first point of the night makes it 17-12.
Good run here by the Grizzlies. They've scored five in a row, tied at 12, and now 17-12. Akins to the right corner. Baseline move, almost stolen by Malachi. Got his hands on the bouncing ball. KJ Nichols nearly copped it up. And subs in the game. Mason Simpson is back in for North Ark, and that'll get Huff out of the ball game.
Starks also in for North Ark, and then Sean Glass in for Makai Lindsey.
Inbound play on the back. They get it on the baseline. They hook pass to the low block, turn inside off the board, up and in. That was Marquise Burse. And now they steal at the other end. Here's a shot up, no good, but a foul on the rebound as North Ark got a quick turnover, but couldn't convert, and a foul is going to be called. I think that was on Mason Simpson. So the foul, as Blobenfelt will go out for MSU West Plains. Tyrell Smith comes back in, and they quickly will get Huff back in the ballgame. Nicholas Huff, 6'7", from Georgia, on the front of the press. They're going to match up and go man-to-man full court. Ace Evans being guarded by Akins, and I am begging you to keep that matchup. Ace takes him to the hole all the way, puts it up off the board, good. Thank you very much. I am begging you, don't switch off. Here's a pass, inside, stolen. Tyrell timed it and cut it off. Now up ahead, here's Ace. Short pop for a three from the right, off the right, lift no good. Barbie rebounds, out to Tyrell. Back in the corner, Barbie. Get it back. Well, they've got a different defender on him now. Here's Ace. He'll pull it back. Get it to Tyrell over in the far corner. Terrible violation. And this is one of these things. You know, they say life ain't fair when you're listed 5'10", but you're more 5'8". And you're out there with 6'3". That ain't fair, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, take advantage of that matchup if you can, if you're the Grizzlies, no matter who he's guarding.
They break the press. They drive. Layup is good by Huff. Basket good, and a foul on the play. Nicholas Huff with the bucket. And the Grizzlies will put them on the line. 19-16. That's like the old adage. The race doesn't always go to the strongest nor the swiftest, but that's the way to bet. And the free throw now by Huff is good.
So is that the old-fashioned three-point play?
That's the old-fashioned three-point play. 19-17, two-point game. Boy, it's quiet in here. Barbie over on the left side. Ace Evans. Ace does some business to his right. Reach in foul. Be called on North Ark. And that'll be on Marquise Burse. He is a 6'4 sophomore from Annapolis, Missouri. The home of the South Iron Panthers. It's all about front. Tyrell, Ace, back to the point. Tyrell dribbles all the way through. Left-hand shot. Got fouled on the shot. Huff got another foul. And that's good for the Grizzlies.
It's his second, according to my book.
And your book is the one that matters, because that's the only access we have to advanced data today.
Well, don't count on it too much.
Tyrell Smith back to the line for the Grizzlies, and he is 2 for 2 today. Make it 3 for 3. Dylan Groves made a laser-like insight during the break in that our free throw shooting has been very good today, and he is correctamundo, 6 out of 7. 20-17. Next one, no good. That one comes off the back iron. Pull down by Burst. And back come the red-clad Pioneers from Harrison, Arkansas. Hook pass, low block. They post up inside on Javon Barbie. Goes up, shot blocked, and a late call, and another foul on the shot. And that's going to be who? That's on Tyrell, I think.
That's his second.
Must be, because he's coming out of the ball game, so Tyrell picks up his second foul. And the shooter here is Marquise Burse, and the free throw number one is good. Grizzlies will be off until Tuesday, and then we get on I-44 and then the Will Rogers Turnpike and head our way to Miami, Oklahoma. Free throw good on the next. N-E-O, second time this year. 20-19. Ace Evans out front to the right corner. Barbie with it. We have no presence inside at all. And now down the key. Kick it inside out. Goose with an open three, and it's good. Gustav Wabenfelt with the basket, 23-19. On the right, Donovan Villarreal. In the middle, a post, they turn, they shoot, no good. Rebound, knocked away from Desiah, picked up by Barbie, and the Grizzlies come back. Crossover, down the key all the way, and the shot, no good, out of control, A7s that time. And now, here come the Pioneers. Top of the circle, that three is launched and no good. Rebound tipped up, picked up inside, Huff goes up, he can't score, and he's fouled on the play.
He's shaking up a little bit.
He got whacked upside the head, and he is in great discomfort. But how would you like to make a wager on the radio that he is well enough to shoot a free throw here in just a second?
Well, from what I've seen, I bet he will. He may not make it, but he'll shoot it.
Come on, come on.
I'll bet you. Okay, I'll take that he, well, he's going to, so I can't take that bet. I said he's going to.
There's never been a shooter that's ever lived that was too hurt to get up to shoot a free throw.
Now, do you want to take a bet on if he's too hurt to make it or not?
Oh, that's beside the point. He'll shoot two. First one's no good.
I would have won.
Ace Evans goes out. I think Ace got a little tired before he got out of the ball game. Malachi comes back in for him. And the next try is good. So, 1 out of 2, 2 out of 3 for the game, and 23-20, the Grizzlies with a 3-point lead. They clear out the left side. Sean, pull up, 16-footer, good. You know, he is getting really good at that shot. 15, 17 feet. Baseline, here's a shot at the other end, pull up around the rim, no good. Rebound, Malachi Lindsay for the Grizzlies.
Good defense by Glass there, had a hand in the face the whole time.
Barbie has it. Out front. Malachi goes to the left, hands it off to Sean Glass. To the corner, Barbie curls over the top, step back, 16-foot jump shot, back iron, no good, late whistle, call on the foul, on the shot, it'll be 2 shots for the Grizzlies.
That's going to be on Duda.
Baron Duda with the foul. He is a Webb City kid, sophomore, and the free throw by Javon Barbie is no good. Timeout on the court. We'll have one left at the line for Javon Barbie when we come back with the score of the Grizzlies, 25, the Pioneers 20, and back in a minute on KDY.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy, and I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, And every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
25-20 Grizzlies by 5, 7:31 to go in the first half. Javon Barbie at the line, no good. He missed them two, missed two of them, so we froze him during the media timeout. At the point on the right side. Here's the Pioneers on offense down the key, and here's a really tough off-balance shot. No good. Talk about a forced shot. That was one. Missed by Nichols. Now at the other end, Desiah hands it off to Malachi Lindsey.
He's probably thinking he's going to get a foul.
Malachi at the point. Leans back over. Goose got an open three. It's no good. And the ball is fought, tipped out of bounds by Desiah Green. And it'll go back over to the Pioneers.
Damani Barley in for Javon Barbie.
Didn't even mention the officials yet, so we'll do that at the next stop. Drew Aikens in the game at the backcourt for the Pioneers. Up the left sideline. Wow, I almost went out of bounds. Lob pass back to the point. Starks has it. He'll move it to the point. There's Huff. The big guy shoots another open three. That's no good. He can shoot that all he wants. Now at the point. Here's Sean Glass. Gives it back to Damani. To Sean in the left corner. Pulls up, shoots a three, no good, around and out, just took him to the basket. 25-20, 6.5 to play in the half. Up the left to the point. Right wing, there's Aikens now. He can make that if you don't guard him, but he missed that time. Rebound to the weak side, Sean Glass has it. Green steps through far side. Barley with a three, and it's no good. Rebound, Glass with a great rebound, saved back, picked up by Desiah. He'll curl over the top. Back to the point. Glass with a ball fake. Spins back. Right elbow. Follow away. Jump shot. Good. That was terrific.
That was a sweet shot.
27-20. Defense. The Grizzlies almost got a steal there. Now the front. Here's a drive up and good by
Nichols,
and that'll be his third field goal of the ball game. 27-22. Here is Malachi to the point. Desiah Green. Down the key. Desiah had it stripped away. Turnover Grizzlies, their fourth of the half.
Could have been a foul there, in my opinion.
Right wing, Starks. Had it knocked away, picked up by Huff. Desiah Green is guarding the 6'7". Nicholas Huff at the free throw line. Leaning in, right hand scoop, no good. Ball is going to be fought for, picked up by Goose Blobenfeldt. Grizzlies back with Malachi, 5:05 to play in the half. Malachi, all the way in, left hand layup, no good. And no whistle. And now back the other way. Nichols down the key all the way, right hand scoop, off the back iron, good. Foul in the play, basket counts. And the Pioneers cut the lead a little more, just under the 5-minute mark. Nichols is a, seems to be a very aggressive offensive player when he's out there. Desiah Green, John Glass both go out for the Grizzlies. Javon Barbie is back in with A7. And the free throw is good. 27-25. A7's out front. Malachi Lindsey. To the left wing, Damani Barley. Malachi drives the lane, feeds it far corner. Goose got an open three, and it's good. Second three for Goose Blobenfeldt. And that's his thing. Bounce, bad pass inside, stolen. Pass up ahead, A7. Crossover, takes it to the rim. Lays it up and good. Now basket count. At 4:23, A7. With the lay-in plus a free throw to follow. That, you know, that's the kind of basketball that people like to come out and watch.
Yeah.
Get it up the floor. Ace Evans at the free throw line. And it's good. What a good offensive player he is. Up the right side, front court now. Nichols to the corner. Open shot for a three is no good. Rebound, Goose Blobenfelt, who's having his best game as a Grizzly so far in the first half. Malachi in the front court. Over to A7. Straight man-to-man by the Pioneers. 3:55 to play. Ace, crossover, drives in, got it blocked. Good defense by the Pioneers on the inside. They've got some defense on the right wing. Starts, shoots a three, no good. Malachi Lindsay had it and stepped out of bounds as he got bumped in midair, falling out of bounds and stepped out, and we'll get another timeout. 3:45 to play in the first half. Grizzlies lead out to 8, 33-25. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
You weren't built for just getting by at your current job. You were built for success. The Terry L. Bowe Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you in a high-demand, high-paying career fast. Classes start in January. Enroll now. Get trained. Get certified. Get to work. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristates.edu/welding to apply now.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
The Grizzlies lead the Pioneers from North Arkansas 33-25 with 3:45 to go in the first half. Here's a statistic for you, Curtis Ballou. I don't know if you heard it at the end of the game last night when I was talking to Jared Fay. The Grizzlies got 50 points off their bench last night.
That's insane.
That is a big number compared to some other nights. 33-25, inbound on the back door, the catch, the shot, no good, foul on the Grizzlies. That took all of 1 second.
It's going to be on Green, his second.
So the free throw shooter will be Donovan Villarreal, and he'll go to the line trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. First free throw by him is good.
That was actually going to be on Lindsay, his second. Can't have a foul if you're not in the game. And Green just comes into the game.
Aha.
Their hair is very similar, though.
The officials, Kelly Hunt, Jonathan Huskerson, and the next free throw is good. And finally this season, Philo DeBeers is out there.
Were both of those free throws good?
Yes, they were. And in the front court, Gustav over to the right point. Ace Evans, left point. Down the key, all the way in, stops, fakes, left-hand shot off the board, no good. Fighting for the rebound, and we'll get a foul call on the Grizzlies. That'll be on Josiah Green.
Now he has his second foul.
That would appear to be the bonus, so we go to the other end with 3:24 to go in the first half.
Yes, I have that as the 10th Grizzly foul.
He was just there. Villarreal with a free throw. Good. 33-28. Barbie in. Green out. For MSU West Plains. Again, the Grizzlies without Alonzo Easterling today. Next free throw is good. Alonzo tweaked the knee last night. So he's not dressed out. Down the key. Here's A7. Goes up inside. Got hit the bottom of the rim with a shot. Now Barley goes up. Little teardropper. Won't go. And the ball lost. And the foul be called underneath. It's Sean Glass, who does not mind to stick his nose in the middle of it. Going for rebounds. Got that one and got knocked down. And he'll shoot two. That's what Kelly Hunt said. So that's what is going to happen. Free throw number one, no good. John Glass from West Monroe, Louisiana. That's Duck Dynasty country down there. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
I keep meaning to ask him if he knows any of those people. The next one is good. You know any of those Robertsons down there? Beards, you know? Front court starts to the corner. Set for a three. It's no good. Rebound is fought for and loose and picked up by the tiptoeing, the high wire, Ace Evans, on the baseline. He comes back on the dribble. Kicks it across to Sean. Got a three from the wing. Good! I'm waiting for you to say smooth as glass. In the left corner, up fake. Ball knocked away. Grizzlies pressure a little better. Out of the zone right now. Cross court to the far corner. Starts. Jab step. Kicks it far corner. Grizzlies close out with Barbie. Over on the left side. Burst with it. Marquise Burst. Good pressure. Bounce pass on the baseline. Four on the shot clock. Double team. Up and around shot. Won't go. Didn't hit the rim. That's a shot clock violation. That's wonderful. 2:12 to go in the half.
Glad to see the fans appreciate that defense there, too. That's amazing.
Fifth turnover. And now the Grizzlies come back with a chance to make it a double-digit lead with 2:05 to go. Glass at the point goes to the right corner. Back to Glass, and they'll reset out front, and Glass takes it to the middle of the court. Screen to the right, screen to the left. He'll go left instead. Crossover, pull up. Three ball is off the lip of the rim. No good. Rebound. Farley way up for it. Puts it up. No good. And the rebound taken down by Northark. They come back left to right. Boy, that was a shoulda gone down shot right there. Left corner. Three ball is good. Well, there's a 5-point turnaround right there after the three made by Weber. His first of the ball game. Boy, that ball that Devontae put back up looked like it was going to go in. Instead, it goes the other way. They make a three. So that's a 5-point difference in the ball game right there. It's 37-32 with 1:38 to play in the first half from the West Plains Civic Center. Well, a great year by the Liberty Eagle football team. They finished the year, I believe, 10-3 as they get eliminated in the state semifinals in Class 2 football today. In the muck, the mud, and the mire at Mountain View, 42-0. Blair Oaks, number one in the state, defending Class 3 champion, playing in Class 2 this year somehow. And they are good, obviously. But a great year for Liberty. And now we are completely done with football, at least north of the state line. And I believe both sides, for that matter. Back we go with Ace Evans with a minute and a half to play in the half. They go zone. Let's see if Ace can get open on a three look here. Right side, Sean. Ace has it. Crossover, step over. Shoots a three ball. Good. That's a pretty good idea. Now ball stolen back. Ace takes it the hole the other way. Goes up, no good. Got fouled, shoots two. And that was a nice turn of events for the Grizzlies there, getting that big three and that turnover at the same time.
Defense turning into offense.
So Ace Evans back to the free throw line once again. He's got 9 points, and he'll shoot two with 1:08 to go. A left-hander from Milwaukee shoots, and the first one's good. Last night was the first time I've got to see our Grizzly JV play. Well, if you get a chance to come watch them, you ought to, because they're fun to watch. We've got some kids that have some possibilities on that JV team. Next one is good. Full court pressure by the Grizzlies. Aikens up the left side, ball fake, dribbles in, wraparound pass underneath, bad pass, thrown out of bounds, turnover on the Pioneers, their seventh, I have it at least, of the half, and the Grizzly lead is 10 now at 42-32. And we'll get another timeout with a minute to play in the first half. Grizzlies 42, Pioneers 32, and we are back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
A minute to go in the first half from the Civic Center. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies have a 42-32 lead on the Pioneers from North Ark. Down low, posted inside, no good. Hits up and in. Javon Barbie with the putback for the Grizzlies. And now we'll get a foul call as Barbie and Barley were double-teaming the basketball on the far side. And not getting knocked to the floor, Marquise Burse. It'll be the bonus. Now, why is this guy going free throw line? He wasn't the guy who got knocked down, was he?
I missed it. I thought he was.
All right. Free throw is good by McIlan Starks. We may have got a hose there. 44-33. That was Stark's first point of the ball game. His next try is no good. Rebound by Clayton Robbins. In the game, West Plains. Crossover, ace. Baseline, Barley, cut off. High pass out to the right point. They'll reset. 28 seconds with a 13-second differential on the shot clock, game clock. Glass, back to the point. Gustav hands to Damani Barley. Five on the shot clock. Damani's going to fire it from the point, and it's no good. Rebound long to the corner. Clayton Robbins back to the point. 7 seconds to go. Here's Ace. Step back. A long three. Good! And you knew that was going to go in for the time he let go of it. That one was from about 27 feet. That's pretty cool. Fairly conservative. Ace Evans ends the half with a bomb. And it's 47-33, Grizzlies on top by 15 at the break. And the break is brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains, new beginnings and endless possibilities. We're back, Grizzly halftime, in 3 minutes on KDY.
Why wait years to start a career when you can get job ready fast? The Terry L. Bopace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you on the fast track to a high demand, high paying career. Get trained, get certified, get to work. But spots are limited and filling fast. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
WHN Weather Center with your forecast update here as we take an eye toward the evening outlook. And for tonight, an overnight low at 22 degrees with a wind chill tonight at 12 and a 30% chance of precip overnight. Tomorrow, no precip expected, mostly sunny with 35, and then on Monday, mostly cloudy and the temperature hovers right around freezing.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Mark at Hirsch. Now is the time to take advantage of year-end specials on hay equipment. Krohn, Massey, and we are excited to announce that we are now a Kuhn equipment dealer. We have 0% for 120-month financing on select LS tractors, huge discounts and low-rate financing on in-stock Massey tractors, and there's more, $3,000 cash discount on 2025 Mahindra Rocksores or $4,000 cash discount on 24 model Rocksores. Plus, check out year-end deals on in-stock Mahindra, LS, and Bad Boy tractors. Stop in and meet the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Tractor Team in West Plains, local sales, parts, and service professionals working hard to earn your business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
The Ozarks Healthcare Team cares about your athlete's health.
That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Faction.
Time for Grizzly Halftime, brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
The halftime score is MSU West Plains 47, the Pioneers from North Arkansas College in Harrison 33. The Grizzlies played, I thought we played better and better as the first half went on, Curtis. All the time when you get closer to halftime, get a little bit tired, and it ends kind of sloppy. I thought we really played pretty well about the last 6 or 7 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, I thought we may have started off a little rough. I mean, we were scoreless for 2-3 minutes, and it was 5-4, 5 minutes in. So both teams kind of feeling that, but what you said was, you know, getting loose, getting chaotic there. I thought that was North Ark at the end there. It was a close game, and then we were able to pull away. So good to see the Grizzlies, even on the night of late afternoon, have a back to back, still able to have that energy going into the second half at the end of the first half.
I thought the first half was another example of the difference in this team compared to the last couple of teams. Every basketball team needs someone that they can throw the ball to when you really, really have to have a basket to stop another team's scoring run, tight ball game at the end of the game. There has to be somebody that you can trust, that you can just throw them the ball and say, get us a basket. And the Grizzlies have that. They've got that actually with 2 or 3, maybe 4 guys.
Yeah.
But the one guy that really stands out is A7. A7 has 14 points in the first half today, and he really didn't take that many shots. He's a really efficient player who is exceptional at getting past the defender and getting the ball to the rim. And he had 14 in the first half. Sean Glass had 10. So that's 24 from a couple of your guards. That's pretty good production.
Yeah, and one thing about Ace, you don't really see him get rushed that often. I can't even think of how many times I've seen it, but it doesn't seem to happen that often. You know, other players kind of start feeling the pressure, whether it be the shot clock or the defense, but you don't really see that from Ace. He's able to stay pretty controlled, and he's always finishing around the rim very well and usually getting a foul while at it, so he was on the line a few times tonight, and so good to see that from him. And then also Sean Glass being a normal Sean Glass night, you know, rebounds and mid-range jumpers.
The Grizzlies got 50 points off the bench last night for the ball game. That is mind-blowingly good. If you get half of that in the course of a ball game, if you get 25 or 30 points off your bench, you're really, really producing. But last night we got 50. In the first half of this ball game, we're not doing bad. We got 15 points off the bench in the first 20 minutes. So if you can average, you know, almost a point a minute, that ain't bad. Our free throw shooting has been pretty decent in the first half. Other scorers in the half, Josiah Green had 4. Ty Smith had 3. Malachi Lindsey had 2. Goose Blobenfeld had 6. He made a pair of threes off the bench. Javon Barbie had 4, and Devontae Barley had 3 points. There were three guys I thought that played, that came, I thought there were three guys in the first half that didn't really score much, but I thought played pretty good. Tyrell Smith was one, Malachi Lindsey was another, and Goose Blauvenfelt, who made those two threes, you know, that first three that he made came at a really good time, but those three guys have produced off the bench.
Yeah, it was good to see, you know, Goose probably having his best game as a Grizzly. You know, I don't get to see the away games, but probably having his best game as a Grizzly. He had some big rebounds, had 6 points. You know, I think he's missed a couple shots, but that's to be expected. And then Lindsey and Smith kind of doing their normal. Usually they kind of score a little bit more, but they've been big on driving to the bucket and either getting a foul or finding an open man. So good to see from them. Smith has 3 points, Lindsey has two, and Goose has 6, so good production. Smith started, so the other two, there's 8 points off the bench right there.
Halftime score is 47-33. Second half underway here in about 7 minutes right now, and we'll get things rolling. I thought in the first half that the Grizzlies' defense was really good. 33 points in a half, that's outstanding. Coach Fay would take that every single time because how many games have we had this year where opponents have had 50 or better at the half? And I'm talking about games here. You know, we've had that a few times. So it's nice to see. North Ark hasn't really demonstrated much outside shooting. But one thing that has had a big effect on this game, the players that aren't out there, the Grizzlies don't have Alonzo Easterling, the 7-foot transfer from Canisius, in the middle today, and he is as important blocking shots and rebounding as he is scoring. Whatever he scores is great, but his great value is at the defensive end and on the offensive glass. And with him not in there, the Grizzlies have their two biggest players on the roster, Jalen Heisen, 6'6", Alonzo Easterling, 7 feet. Both of them are dressed on the bench and not play. So that would figure to be a major, major problem. And it is, of course, to a degree. But it could be a lot bigger problem if Jackson Berry from North Ark were playing in this ball game. Jackson Berry is a 6'5 sophomore from Farmington, Arkansas. We saw him play last year, and he was really impressive. He's a left-handed kid, and he is their best player. They are not... they are without him today because he rolled an ankle right before halftime of the game against the Grizzly JV last night. And so he's not dressed out today. He averages 18.5 points a ball game. And so he would have been one of the better players that we have played against so far this season. But I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if you're talking about Division One or Division Two, and North Ark is a good Division Two program. You'll find good players at both. You may not find as many in Division II's in certain programs, but every team seems to have one or two really good ones. But I think we've seen some progress. Last Saturday night, we played that game here and we just didn't have it, basically. I didn't feel like we did. But we've had a week of practice. I thought last night we looked like a lot better team. And I mean, for the most part, in the first half here, we looked pretty much the same. I don't think there's really been much of a drop-off. That was the thing I was worried about, a drop-off from last night to tonight. We haven't really seen that much.
No, I mean, it seems to be about as business as usual. And, you know, you kind of get concerned when you have to go to backups and things like that or the players you rely on. But even having that, Grizzlies still, it's just next man up, what we've seen, and I don't know that we could have said that, you know, in the previous few years, so good to see that it's just next man up and still same production, and probably the reason why we have a 14-point lead here at halftime.
All 12 players that are dressed out today played in the first half for MSU West Plains, and the only ones that did not score, Blaine Harris, Jake Sage, and Clayton Robbins. Final break, second half is coming up next with the score, Grizzlies 47, and the Pioneers, 33. Back in 1 minute. Make that back in 2 minutes. In 2 minutes on Katie Wise.
I'm Jane Fergus. Tennessee holding a special election Tuesday that could flip a Republican congressional seat to the Democrats. Republican Tennessee congressional candidate Matt Van Epps joins Saturday in America.
We will win decisively on December 2nd when everybody puts their jersey on and gets on the field and stands behind us.
Democratic opponent Afton Bain is pushing to help Tennessee families who are struggling financially. A Black Friday shooting at a shopping mall in Santa Clara, California, left three people with gunshot wounds. This man was eating at a restaurant in the mall.
And all of a sudden, stampede of people come running our way. I did hear a couple shots there at the end, and we just followed them, ran quick, and we ended up hiding in somebody's backyard with a group of like 10 or 15 of us.
The mall was evacuated, and police say it was an isolated incident. America's listening to Fox News.
If you've been diagnosed with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, this is what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Imagine being a million miles away. Tremfya, guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy. With Tremfya, clearer skin is possible. In clinical trials, at least 70% of patients saw at least 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks. Results may vary. Tremfya is also indicated for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
Today's hot new country, 102.5. KKDY is KKDY-FM, West Plains, Missouri.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
Turnovers in the first half. North Ark, 7.5. The Grizzlies had 4. I say 7.5. I had North Ark with 7, and Curtis had him with 8. So we'll split the difference. As I was telling Curtis, this has a lot of similarities to starting the second half last night when we were up by 17, up by 14 here. If you can get off to a good start, really dig in and don't let them back in the game in the first 3 or 4 minutes, you'll be on your way. Out front, near steal, and A7 knocks it out of bounds. Starting five for the Grizzlies includes Sean Glass, Ace Evans, Desiah Green, Javon Barbie, and Tyrell Smith. North Ark with their starting five, and they'll play it inbounds to the point to Simpson. Lob over the top. There's Huff, knocked away and stolen. Good help on the backside. Now pass up the floor, bad pass, thrown away, out of bounds. Tried to hit Sean Glass to have the feel, and Ace's pass is a little off the mark. McIlin Starks is guarded by Sean Glass, now at the right, the left point. Back two starts at the right point, screen high. To the point to Simpson, guarded by Tyrell Smith. On the left side now. Crossover dribble down the lane, all the way in. High off the board, around, no good. Put back, no good. We'll get a foul call underneath on the Grizzlies with 19:17 to play. Barbie with the foul. I was trying to think. We don't have another home game now until next year. Free throw is good. KJ Nichols, that's not true. We have SEMO Prep here.
I was going to say, I think there's one on the 10.
We have SEMO Prep here, middle of December, and that is it until 2026. Free throw again is no good. Tyrell gets the rebound. In the middle of the court, Desiah bumps, drives in, leans in right hand, scoop shot is good. Desiah Green with a great move to the basket. He has 6. 49-34. 17-footer straight on by Starks won't fall. Rebound, Tyrell gets it to Sean Glass. Middle of the court. Left elbow down the key all the way in. Stop. Inside out. Left quarter. Blaine three. Good. Inside. Posted inside. It's Hupp. Turn. Baby hook. Right hand. Good. You can't do anything with that. Nicholas up at 6'7", being guarded by 6'4". 52-36, Grizzly lead at 16. Trying to run the season mark to 5-7. Sean Glass, top of the circle. Back over, Tyrell, wide open three, no good. Ball comes high and long out to the right wing and picked up by Starks. Down the front court, kick it to the right corner. K.J. Nichols with it. Nichols guarded by Blaine Harris. Puts it on the deck, kicks it outside. At the point, Simpson, left corner pass. Villarreal with a three ball, and that's good. That's his first field goal. He's got seven, and it's 52-39. Let's get a basket right here. Tyrell with it in the left corner. Josiah got a three look, and that's an air ball. We could have got a better shot than that. Nichols drives in, spins in, lost the ball, turned over. Josiah up with it. Now ball out of bounds in the backcourt, goes back to the Grizzlies. You would think, with the score like this, that North Arc might be tempted to try and take some chances, try to speed the game up a little bit. We don't need to speed the game up, really. Now we get the chance, that's different. But forcing the speed of the game, don't have to do that right now. A7's out on the left side. Step back, 23-footer is no good. Ball comes off into the hands of Marquise Burse, and here comes the Pioneers. We might be right for a timeout here if they score on this possession. At the point, Burse, inside pass deflected. Now Hupp has it on the baseline. Shoots the jump shot, hits the side of the backboard, picked up by Sean Glass. 3 minutes in. Pioneers have shaved 4 points off the lead. Fade away by Glass. Good! Sean from about 12 feet, fading away at the right elbow.
That was...
He's made two of those today.
That was pretty...
On the wing, here's a shot for a three, no good. Tyrell Smith with another rebound. He's got several today. Tyrell up the right side. To the point, they swing it. Evans crossover, takes it to the rim, kicks it outside to Tyrell. Down the middle of the key, puts up a left-hand shot off the board, and good! What a circus shot by Tyrell Smith against the body with the left hand. Now at the other end, right down the key, Ole, lay-in by Nicholas Hutt. 56-41. 4 minutes into the second half. Grizzly lead at the break. 14, it's 15 now. Sean with a three. Good! At the left point. I'll say it again. It's hard to not. Here's a foul on Tyrell Smith out front on a blocking foul. It's hard to not recognize the improvement Sean Glass has made since last season.
Yeah. He was a scorer then, but he's just an improved scorer now.
Timeout on the court. 15:47 to play. Grizzlies 59, Pioneers 41, and we are back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Mark at Hirsch. Now is the time to take advantage of our year-end specials on hay equipment. Prone, Massey, and we are excited to announce that we are a new Kuhn equipment dealer. Plus, check out year-end deals on in-stock Mahindra, LS, Bad Boy, and Massey tractors. Stop in and meet the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Tractor Team in West Plains. Local sales, parts, and service professionals working hard to earn your business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Drink it all. We're back to bed.
15:47 to play in the ballgame, 59-41. The Grizzlies have the lead. We'll have Northeast Oklahoma on the road next Tuesday. That game here on KDY, of course. At St. Louis Community College against Kankakee on Sunday, December 7th. And the following week, we'll have one more game against Semo Prep. That'll be here, and then, ho, ho, ho. 59-41. Here's the inbound on the side. Hupp gets it over. Now on the left sideline, Villarreal. Inside, and a push-off. No, we'll have a holding foul call. Gustav Blavenfeld. looks guilty. He is. Goose will guard the inbound pass. Lob over the top in the lane, tipped over, almost stolen, out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. We're getting off the bus somewhere on the road trip to Iowa, and I was sitting in the seat next to Goose. I said, how do you say your last name? He said, try. I said, Blobenfeld. He said, that's really pretty good. So I just stopped. I said, I'll call you Goose. How about that? He said, everybody else does. High post, right side huff. Turn, 13-foot shot, no good. Rebound, taken down by the Grizzlies and Blaine Harris. Malachi, right corner. Blobenfeld around the horn. Blaine, three, left wing, no good. Rebound will be tipped out, picked up by Starks. Now bounce it across middle of the floor. Villarreal with the basketball to the left point. Starks up fake. Stepping out with the ball now. Burst down the key. Here's a right-hand scoop shot off the board and good, and that was Marquise Burst, his second field goal of the ball game. 59-43 with still 15 minutes to go in the lane. Here's a shot by Malachi. Got it blocked as Huff stayed on the floor on the fake. Down the middle of the court. Here's a reach-in foul on Josiah Green at the other end. As Northark looks like they're going to try to push it a little bit more.
It went a little out of control in my opinion, but that's not, it's my opinion, I suppose.
Well, if they can get the speed of the game cranked up a little bit, that just means more possessions. And right now, the way the score is, you're down 16 points. That's at least, what, six possessions. So you've got to do something to try to even that up. Here's the inbound from underneath. Starks on the inbound. Pioneers wide open left corner. Three is no good. Huff way above everybody for the rebound. Goes up with it and a foul on the play. I said that was Huff. That was not. That was Marquise Burst. And he'll go to the line. So Marquise Burst to the free throw line. Two out of two today. 6 points. 59-43. First try is good.
Fouls are quickly adding up for the Grizzlies. Fifth team foul and some foul trouble kind of starting to mount for Barvey Smith and Green.
Well, that's the good thing about having 12 guys over there and all of them play. You've got extended depth. Although, we're getting to the point in the year where a lot of coaches will shorten their benches after the first of January. Here's the free throw, good. 59-45. We're in a precarious time of the game right here. From now down to about 10 minutes to go, let's see where we're at. Right now, we're up by 14. Left wing, three ball. Malachi won't go. That was a very long shot. Now on the left wing, up the side. It starts, bounce pass over. Stepping through, and here's a drive, and that's a blocking foul. As lots of contact and crashing to the deck that time was Marquise Burst, and he is still down on the floor. And so we'll have somebody come out and check him out. But as I say,
he's got free throws coming.
He's got free throws coming up, so he'll be okay. If he comes out, it'd be a first. Now, they're stopping the game for him, so he may come out of the ballgame. Uh-oh. Must be bad. He's walking under his own power as he sits down over there thinking, man alive, I'm missing out on two free throws here.
He was high in the air, too.
He was. He came down on, I think he came down on his hip.
Yeah.
That's, is that Nichols?
Nichols is shooting, yes.
Nichols is the shooter for him. Free throw is good. KJ Nichols has been pretty active today. He's got 13, making 14. 59-47. This is quietly close to a 12-point game. Damani Barley up the left side. Malachi with it. Malachi, top of the circle. A7. Lost the ball, got it back, kicks it to the corner. Goose, wide open three, it won't fall. Rebound on the weak side is pulled down by K.J. Nichols. Into the front court, and they can cut this to single digits. Three ball, good. Mason Simpson. We may need a timeout pretty soon. It's 59-50. Malachi down the key all the way, lays it up and in. They got him spread out, and Malachi got to the basket. 61-50, but that was really smart to get the ball to the basket in that situation. At the point, Starks steps over, wraparound pass on the side, touch pass to the point. Starks, three ball is short, and the ball knocked away and picked back up, and now stolen back, and a block shot by Gustav Lovenfeld coming from the far side and knocked away and blocked away a certain 2 points. Out of bounds, stays with the Pioneers.
Goose continuing his great game for the Grizzlies with that block.
So 13:01 to go. Inbound play. Starts underneath, and it's caught laying up and in by Huff. Nicholas Huff makes this a 9-point game. A7 in the lane. Pull up. 13-foot jumper is good. He has no problem shooting any shot because he thinks he's going to make every shot. Out front, Huff has the basketball. Talking about Ace Evans for the Grizzlies. He is a good offensive player. Left wing pass. Hook pass to the left corner. Back out on the wing. They'll pull up and shoot the three. No good. Rebound long. Ace Evans has it. One thing Northark has not done well today is shoot the ball from the three. Ace Evans puts it on the deck. Gets fouled on the drive. There's no way on this day or any other day of the week that Nikhailen Starks can guard A7s out there. Sean Glass will come in for Malachi Lindsay. Malachi is really, he started the majority of games to start the year. But since he has been coming off the bench, he has really played better. He gives you a little bit of something off the bench you don't normally have.
Well, he's not afraid to drive, that's for sure.
He's not afraid, period. Marley in the paint. Bounce pass, back door, inside out. Left corner, three ball. Harris, good. What a good passing play that was.
Great teamwork there to find Goose under the basket and then for Goose to find Harris.
On the right side, Starks has it to the corner. Lob over the top. On the wing, Villarreal to the left point. Open shot, launch for a three, won't fall. Rebound, chased down by Blaine Harris. A7s, crossover, drives in, goes up, got fouled, shoots two. 11:32 to go in the ballgame. The lead is back to 14 now, 66-52. And a timeout on the court. Grizzlies lead it, 66-52, 11:32 to go in the ballgame. Back in a minute on KDY.
Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health.
That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
11:32 to go in the ballgame. Ace Evans misses the first, makes the second. Grizzlies full court pressure now. Starks with it. Damani Barley on the front of that press. Boy, he is a nightmare. And now, here's a foul as Ace Evans will be called for a reach-in against Villarreal in the backcourt. And the foul on the Grizzly redshirt freshman. So we'll walk to the line at the other end. 11:24 to go in the ball game. 67-52. I was going to check the score. Here's the free throw. The first one is good. One more to come as Blaine Harris goes out. You know, Blaine has really played well last night and today. Meanwhile, Tyrell Smith back in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Next free throw, in and out. Rebound, Tyrell with another one. I don't know how many. He's got to have at least a half a dozen rebounds today. Ace Evans in the front court for the Grizzlies, up by 14. Sean Glass over on the left pulls it back. Gets a high screen to the right, goes that way. Back outside, Tyrell up fake. Dribbles in, all the way inside out. Back to Sean with a three at the left point. No good. Ball long on the rebound, picked up by Sean. Skip pass, left corner. Tyrell wide open for a three. That won't go. And the ball controlled by Starks. For the Pioneers up the right side. Villarreal. They move it to the left corner. Open shot for a three is good. JBM Weber with his second make. Both have been threes. This game is a long way from over. 67-56. Left side, Tyrell, step back, shoots another three. That's no good. Rebound to Barley. Spin, baseline, up, inside, no good. And boy, that was a easy one that we should have got. Meanwhile, Starks back to the other side. To the left point, Starks curls over the middle at the free throw line. Hesitates. Back outside it goes. Mason Simpson into Huff. Locked, knocked away and stolen. Here comes Ace Evans the other way, all the way to the hole, lays it up and good. In the right corner, back quickly. Another three is knocked in by Javian Weber. I think we're seeing a trend here. 69-59. Sean Glass will set the offense. Lob over the top to Ace in the corner, Tyrell. Stepped out of bounds. Turnover Grizzlies right there. Josiah Green is back in for the Grizzlies. Malachi Lindsey's back in for Tyrell Smith, Devonte Barley, and Sean Glass. And here we go back to play. Starks. Pass up ahead. No look pass across and up. Blocked away by Sean Glass. What a play that was.
Oh, my.
And now the Grizzlies nearly turn it over. Hook pass underneath from Glass. Laying left hand. Good foul on the play and the basket counts. After nearly turning it over, Damani got it inside, laid it in with the left hand, and Sean Glass with two great plays, but one at the defensive end. Wow, what a play that was.
You did not expect to see 6'2", maybe block 6'7" at the rim, but he did. And they were letting Northark kind of be pretty aggressive there. There's probably a couple times there could have been fouls called before they called it on Barley there.
The Grizzlies nearly turned the ball over once they got it into the front court two or three times. But then when Sean got hold of the ball, he hooked past it in to Damani, who finished and got the foul. So we've got
a technical foul.
It would appear a technical foul.
On who? On us, though?
More than likely, something in the scorebook wasn't right, so that's what it would appear anyway. First free throw here is good. He'll get one more. He being Donovan Villarreal, and he'll get the second of two here. He's been very good at the line. He makes the next one. Very good, as in 7 out of 8 from the line today. 71-61. So now we'll walk to the other end, and Devontae Barley will shoot one free throw. 71-61 Grizzlies, 9:09 to play. So we said lead was, I believe, 15. And then we got it down to the 10-minute mark, and well, right about now, plus an extra minute. The lead is down to 10, so North Arc has been able to cut into it and knock about a third of it off. Here's the free throw by Damani Good. Over on the right side in the front court. Simpson to the point, on the wing, lob over the top, bad pass, tipped out of bounds by Desiah, or that's Malachi. Boy, we've got a lot of hair on this team.
Glad to see I'm not the only one to get confused by that.
72-61. Inbound play in the corner. Starks will put it in. Gets it in to Weber. Double team. Travel with the basketball. Turnover number 11 on North Arc.
I have it as their 10. We flip-flopped.
In the backcourt, Sean Glass has it. Again, you can't overlook the fact that they're playing without their best player, Jackson Berry, in this game. Front court, Barley. Drives in, kicks it far side. Malachi with a three, no good. Tipped long, and Barley gets it, spins inside. He got fouled. He'll shoot two. Spider-Man goes to the free throw line. You got some time on road trips to talk. You got a lot of time to talk on road trips. But here's a free throw by Damani. No good. This is a guy I'm going to kind of get to know a little bit for the rest of the basketball season. He's an interesting player. Next try for Damani is good. Damani Barley from Rochester, New York. A redshirt sophomore. Man, I wish we had him back next year. Pass inside. Good look. And they missed the lay-in. Blew a wide-open shot. Now the Grizzlies back. In the left corner, Tyrell hooks over the top. And his pass deflected and stolen. Long up the floor. Here's Starks all the way in. Right-hand scoop shot. Good. Foul on the play. Late call. Basket counts. And we'll see who the foul is. Probably.
I think it was on
Tyrell.
Tyrell, yeah. 18 fouls for the Grizzlies.
So Tyrell, I think, has, I have him four. Is that right?
That's what I have him for.
It's a bucket in one and no good by Starks. 73-63, 8 minutes to go. Malachi down the lane all the way. Lays it up and good. And boy, he is good at that. Malachi Lindsay.
Deceptively quick.
The hot knife through the butter in the middle of the defense. Took it right to the rim. Now the Grizzlies up by 12. Left baseline, Villarreal cuts in. Whistle. We'll get a foul call down low. On the Grizzlies, stop of the clock at 7:45. 75-63. Timeout. Kelly Hunt signals it. It must be so. 75-63. Grizzlies by 12. Back in a minute on KUR.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Dobbs Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
7:45 to play in the basketball game. 75-63. Grizzlies lead the Pioneers from North Arkansas College by 12 points. Here on this Saturday afternoon matinee basketball game at the West Plains Civic Center. The free throw shooter for North Ark will be Donovan Villarreal, and he has been really, really good at the free throw line today. He's 7 out of 8. He'll shoot two more here. First try is good. He's one of those kids that you watch him shoot free throws and you think he could stand there all day and make free throws all day. He makes two more. Wrong guy to foul. 75-65. Sean Glass. Front court. And now Blaine Harris. Grizzlies get to their offensive set. They're going to go four down and give Sean Glass, setting up the offense over to A7. Ace, top of the circle, pulls up, shoots that long three, good! A7 to 25 feet.
Had to do of the shot clock coming down around 4 seconds.
Remember what I was talking about? Throw it to somebody when you had to have a shot in the basket. There you are right there. Here's the shot. No good. Big rebound by Spider-Man, who was up there about a foot above the rim and pulled it away. In the front court, loose basketball turned over by the Grizzlies, Sean Glass. 78-65 to the right corner. Open shot for a three, and it's no good. Rebound, Blaine Harris. Up the left side, Sean with it. To the corner. Gustav for three. Good! Bruce Blobenfeldt with his third three of the ball game. Grizzlies by 16. And now Steele. Damani all the way. Puts it up and in. Timeout called by Jordan Hunter and the Pioneers from North Ark. With the score, the Grizzlies on top. 83-65 with 6.5 to play. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
83-65, and the Grizzlies with the lead with 6:24 to go in the ball game. And we just saw a great example of a series of plays there with Damani Barley in the front of the press and maybe closing the door on this game. 83-65. Akins in the backcourt. Simpson over the timeline with it. Gives it back. Villarreal with it. Look at Huff. He hasn't left the lane since the Truman administration. On the right side to the high post to the right wing, Akins. Cross court pass. Left wing. There's another three, and that's good again. Why hasn't he been shooting the entire night? Davian Weber has made four threes. 83-68, under 6 minutes to play. Malachi out front. Blobenfeldt over to Evans. Now Malachi with 15 on the shot clock. Here's a three from the hash mark. Good! All right, that was between 30 and 35. That was crazy. And now it's steal at the other end. The Grizzlies come back. 3-on-2. Back it. Here's another 3-by-8. Can he make another one? No. That one comes off into the hands of Villarreal. And back come the Pioneers. Down big by 18. Left wing 3-ball. Simpson, good. Mason Simpson with his third field goal has 8 for the Pioneers, but they're down by 15 with 5:05 to play. Yvonne Barbie checking in here in a bit. We'll name our Don's Auto Service player of the game here in a little bit. Malachi at the right point. Down the key. Goes in. Tipped away. Loose. Tipped away again. Still now picked up by Simpson. Or Villarreal. Bounce pass across, and Weber will lay it up and in. 13-point game. 4:35 to go. And you know what kind of hurry we're in right now? None. A7 gets fouled by Aikens out front. Stops the clock. And we'll get Javon Barbie in for Damani Barley. What a nightmare it would be to have Damani Barley guarding. You know, you'd wake up in a cold sweat thinking about that. Barbie for the Grizzlies at the elbow. Curls over the top. Pump fake goes up off the board and good. And just like that, Barbie comes in for Damani and gets 2 points, 88-73. Left wing, another 3 by Weber. It's good again.
Oh, he
didn't start, but he's made 5 threes.
I think he's leading the team.
Got 17 points. Here's Ace the other way. All the way in. Kicks it far side. Blaine with 3. No good. Ball comes long. 88-76. 3:50 to play. Up ahead. Here's the drive. Layup is good. It's down to a 12-point game. Or 10-point game. 88-78. Lindsay in the backcourt. Going to have to hurry up. And timeout's going to be called by the Grizzlies. 3:33 to go. 10-point game. 88-78. Let's see if this is going to be, it's going to be a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills. It felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
88-78. The Grizzlies, with 3 minutes and 33 seconds to go, are that close to picking up their 5th win of the year against 7 losses. What was our biggest lead, you know? 18?
I think so. 18, somewhere in there, 17, 18.
At halftime, it was 14. It's cut down to 10 right now. Grizzlies come back out. They'll have Malachi Lindsay, Desiah Green, Ace Evans, Blaine Harris, and Javon Barbie. Grizzlies have the ball in the backcourt. 88-78. Inbound play. A7's has it. Now everybody just get out of the way. They'll try and trap him. Ball stolen. Tipped away at midcourt. The other way laying is good. It's an 8-point game. We don't handle the press real well a lot of the time. I'm surprised that Morton didn't press us more last night. Malachi the other way. Kicks it to the far corner. Now Desiah Green steps through, goes in, lays it up, no good. Ball tipped away, picked up by the Pioneers. They're down by 8 with 3 minutes to play. At the point, Huff for the big 3, and that's an air ball. That ball will go out of bounds, Grizzly basketball. And now they save the ball from going, the ball went out of bounds.
They say that Blaine traveled with it. Blaine looked at it go out of bounds.
Worse. That was an air ball. And evidently, he was not out of bounds, saved it back, and Blaine just anticipated a travel and walked with the ball. Starks has it. This is getting a little weird. Down the key, Starks pushes off, goes in, lays it up and good.
Push off and probably traveled there.
88-82. With 2:30 to go and 20 on the shot clock, Grizzlies lead by two possessions. Ace Evans out high. Drives down to the baseline and stepping out of bounds is Ace Evans as he dished the ball offwards as high as stepped out. And a timeout, and we're just falling to pieces here in the last 5 minutes of the ball game. Timeout on the floor, 2:18 to go. Grizzlies lead is 6, 88-82. Back in a minute on KDY.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Year-end specials at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Hi, this is Les Becker. Now through December 31st, get 0% for 120-month financing on select LS tractors. Huge discounts and low-rate financing on in-stock Massey tractors. Plus, check out all year-end deals on all in-stock Mahindra, LS, and Bad Boy tractors.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
North Arkansas trying to pull off a whale of a comeback. They're down by 6 with the ball. 2:10 to go. Here's the Civic Center against the Grizzlies. Simpson on the left side. They'll go baseline with Burris up and around. Kick it to the corner. Whip it around the infield. Three ball at the point around. No good. And the rebound to Sean Glass. Baseball pass up before Barbie. Takes it to the hole. Lays it up and he missed it.
Out of bounds.
And now picked up inside. No good by Josiah Green and a foul on the play.
North Ark touched it out of bounds too. Didn't call that.
So it'll be Josiah Green at the free throw line for the Grizzlies. Up by 6 with 1:53 to go. I've been thinking the entire time that this was going to be a good ball game in the days leading up to this. Free throw is no good by Josiah.
That's unusual there.
to play. Grizzlies by 6. Trying to hang on. And no good again. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North Ark. Grizzly ball. And that is huge with a 6-point lead. And now you got 20 on the shot clock. Got a chance to add 2. Here's the inbound play. Lob it out front. A7. He'll be picked up by Jamian Weber on the left side. Malachi. Back out to Ace. 10 on the shot clock. 3 ball from way outside. No good. Tipped up by Malachi. No good. Out of bounds off the Grizzlies with 1:36 to go. That's okay, though. Even though we didn't score, we did take up some time. And now with 1:30 to go, 1:36 to play. Here come the Pioneers. They've got to score here. They need a bucket in a bad, bad way. Burst outside. Weber. Pick and roll to the baseline. Simpson leans in, shoots and scores. 88-84 with 1:15 to go. Ace Evans in the front court. Sean Glass on the left sideline, guarded by Starks. That's your best matchup right there if you're the Grizzlies, I think. Malachi Lindsay at the right point, up by 4, 1 minute to go. 9 on the shot clock. High screen left. Sean Glass. Steps over, 3 ball, what? No good. Ball is going to be tipped long out of bounds. Should be Grizzly basketball. And it is. 20 on the shot clock, 47.5 on the game clock. Sean Glass will throw it in from the corner. We'll get timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Jordan Hunter and the North Arkansas Pioneers with a score. Grizzlies 88. Pioneers 84. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
47 seconds left in the basketball game. The Grizzlies lead it 88-84, and it'll be Grizzly basketball in the front court. We're going to have to make some free throws eventually to close out this ball game. It'll be Sean Glass to throw it in the corner, in the front court on the baseline. Here's the inbound play, out front, stolen. Simpson took it away. He'll go all the way coast to coast, up and good, and it's a 2-point game. Holy smokes.
That was Villarreal.
It was Villarreal with the bucket. Now a 2-point game. And a foul will be called, or no timeout's going to be called. We just have not grasped the concept of coming back to the basketball when you're pressured on a pass. That's what led to that turnover right there, because Ace was going backward as they're trying to get the ball out to him at midcourt, giving ground. So Simpson, he just closed the gap and got a hand on it. I said Simpson again. Villarreal got a hand on it and made it the other end. That's a 2-point game. And I don't know if we're going to win or not, but I can tell you this right now. The Grizzlies are back on their heels big time.
Yeah, and that's after being up by 18 with about 7 minutes to go. And since then, we've scored 5 points, and they've scored 21.
Wow.
It was 83-65 at one point, around the 7:45 mark, if I remember correctly.
That is a fact. 21-5. Wow. And this is North Ark is a team that scored. They averaged 94 points a ball game. They've scored over 100 in their last 4 games, so they can score.
Well, they're 8-2 for a reason.
Malachi Lindsey will throw the ball in. It is a 2-point game. We got to get the ball inbounds. There it is. Sean Glass has it. Hand it to Ace Evans. 18 on the shot clock, 28 on the game clock. 10-second difference. A bucket here potentially could win the ball game for you. Ace Evans out front. To the corner. Barbie out to Glass. 5 on the shot clock. Glass raises a long 3. It's no good. High rebound taken by North Ark. Grizzlies get back. A 2 would tie, a 3 would win, and a timeout call by North Arkansas. We didn't get much of a shot that time, did we?
No.
We ended up having to take at least a 30-foot shot at the end of the possession. 30-second timeout. Now, if you are them, I'll tell you what I would do. I would take Weber, and I would sit him down here in the corner. I would throw the ball to the post, throw it back out to him, let him shoot it, and you win the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, he has...
Don't play for overtime. You're playing on the road. Play to win it.
He's got 5 threes, 17 points overall. I don't think he may have missed 1 or 2, maybe.
Now, I'll also suggest this. There's no way in heaven or on earth that you let him be open on this play.
No.
Because you're just asking to lose the game if you do that.
You got to make sure everybody's covered, but especially him.
Talking about Javian Weber, he is a 6'2 freshman from Muskogee, Oklahoma. And he has been lights out off the bench. He didn't start today, but he's got, what, 17?
Yeah, that's what I have him for. Tyrell Smith into the game for Ace Evans.
Full court. The Grizzlies will drop back to midcourt. North Ark with 6.7 seconds to go. You got a guard. Can't leave an open guy around the arc. Here we go. Here's Burst. Bounce pass over. Starks. Drives in, goes in, puts up the runner, and it's no good. The Grizzlies win. I thought that was going in for sure.
It was very close, and it somehow fell off the front of the rim. That was quite intense there.
88-86. Grizzlies win it to go to 5-7. Close game with Jared Fay is coming up in 1 minute. And our Grizzly, we have not done our choice for the Grizzly player of the game.
I don't have a pen to write it down, but I'll.
Okay, write down your choice. And we'll announce who the winner is when this is all said and done. What'd you say?
We're minds think alike.
Yep. We both agreed. Ace Evans is the Grizzly Don's Auto Service player of the game. He had 25 points in the ball game tonight and leads the way for the Grizzlies as they pick up the win, 88-86. Jared Fay is making his way up here with a slightly sheepish expression on his face, like he just got away with something. He's having to filter his way through the crowd here. There you go. We have a maze of wires here. All right, so here comes the coach. And we'll see what his general thoughts are about all of this madness. Today is a great example of why I could never have been a basketball coach. 88-86. What do you think?
I don't really know exactly what happened the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game, hard to describe, but credit to North Arc. You know, they hit a lot of big shots. They were guarding. He had some mental mistakes. Started with the technical things that we just can't do. But in the grand scheme of the game, I thought the guys played really hard, really physical, and a tough fought win.
Now, we did give up 53 points in the second half. First half, we only gave up 33 points. I thought the first half was a kind of a continuation of the way you played last night.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Javon getting in foul trouble and then Desai getting in foul trouble and, of course, not having Zoe and Jaylon, of course, done for the year. So we had to go to that 2-3 zone just because we had nobody who could guard number 5 on their team. And they started hitting shots. I wanted to go back man, but trying to get out of, you know, having the guys to finish the game there.
You know, for past seasons, there have been times where we were just aching to have a guy that you could throw the ball to and go get a basket. Ace Evans had 25 points tonight. He was really something.
I knew coming in it, I was thinking this is the type of game that Ace is going to be really good at. You know, they didn't really have anyone to guard him. He had some big shots for us. I think he got a little tired at the end too. But yeah, a lot of clutch buckets for us.
And Sean Glass had 15 points tonight. Anyone who saw games last year and sees us play this year, it is unavoidable how much better a player he is all the way around.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, he comes in and gets big rebounds for us. He does a lot of little things you don't notice. You know, he's a guy you want to have out there at the end. You know, he's going to guard max effort all the time. And it's good to see him have success.
And it's good to see kids that don't get a lot of time really contribute. And even though he didn't play a lot of minutes tonight, I thought Goose Wobbenfeld was just spectacular. He made 3 big threes. And he made a really big three to stop a little run of theirs in the first half.
Yeah, he was really good. We know how well he can shoot it. He's been started the season off in a little bit of a shooting slump, but we know he's a good shooter. I also want to notice, you know, Clayton Robbins coming in at the very end of the half and got a defensive rebound, then an offensive rebound, and Ace hit that three. Speaking of guys that don't play much, but everybody contributed tonight.
It's one of those things that can get overlooked real easy. But after last Saturday's game, you had an entire week to get ready for these games this week. How much difference does having a week of practice make?
It's a lot. I just think, you know, again, we got a lot of freshmen out there, and today we had to adjust on the fly, not having Zoe out there. But these guys need practice, and, you know, real credit to them. They're guys who want to be coached, and they want to work, and they want to get better.
We got a great opportunity, 3 games to go before we get to the Christmas break. We could feasibly get back to about 500 as we started the second half of the season, and that would be really good considering what we've had to go through so far.
Yeah, you know, the schedule that we played, but more than anything is just getting ready for that conference play. It's January 10th, it's going to be here. So we need to use these games to keep improving. There's a lot to, you know, from the end of this game we can learn from and just keep getting better as a team. How is Zoe? He's good. I think we don't know for sure. He's had something major. He'll be on somebody on Monday, and he might have just been really, really sore today, obviously walking with a limp, but I don't think it's going to be a season thing or anything like that. It's something if I had to make my best guess right now, I'd say he'll be back after Christmas. Jared Fay, congratulations. Right. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Carlos.
All right, the Grizzlies win it today, 88-86. Leading the Grizzlies with 25, our Don's Auto Service player of the game, Ace Evans. He had 25 big ones tonight and a couple of threes in the second half. Were huge. 15-point game for Sean Glass. 9 points for Damani Barley and Goose Blobenfeldt. 6 points from Blaine Harris, Josiah Green, Malachi Lindsey, and Javon Barbie. 5 points for Ty Smith today. So the Grizzlies, who led at the half by 14, end up winning it by two. The final score, Grizzlies win it 88-86. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday night from Miami, Oklahoma. The Grizzlies will play the Norsemen from NEO in the second matchup of the year after NEO won here earlier this season. So we'll have that game Tuesday night from Miami here on KDY. Till then, for Chris Ballou, for Drew Joyce, for Dylan Groves, I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Finally in 88-86, Grizzlies beat North Arkansas. And we say good afternoon from Section 208 at the West Plains Civic Center.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.